More instability in Lebanon. From the north in Tripoli to the south in Sidon, and now to the heart of Beirut's southern suburbs. A massive car bomb explosion rocked the south of the Lebanese capital, causing dozens of injuries and immense material damage. The booby-trapped car was parked in the parking lot of a shopping mall. This is the first attack of its kind in southern Beirut. The area which was targeted is a civilian area. This is a marketplace, a car park. Civilians live here. So basically, it was an attack on civilian life, which, as you can see, has terrorized the civilians who live here. Meanwhile, there is a mix of sentiments on the streets, ranging from fear and panic to outrage. Angry residents lashed out at some Lebanese political figures and movements, as if to hold them responsible for what took place.
We are the Shiite and belong to the Shiite school of thought, and we will never be defeated or terrorized. We sacrifice for Sayyid Hassan, and we tell the enemies that they will not be successful.
Meanwhile, Lebanese officials implied that the rhetoric being used by some political camps was contributing to this instability, and thus stressed the necessity of unity to prevent escalated polarization.
The language of incitements must come to a halt. We must come together and unite, because divisions contribute to instability and threaten the security of the country.
Since the outbreak of the crisis in neighboring Syria, political polarization has increased in Lebanon. The March 14 Alliance supports the armed opposition, while the March 8 group, which includes Hezbollah, considers what is going on in Syria as a plot to target the anti-Israeli resistance axis. Hezbollah lawmaker Ali Ammar says Tuesday's explosion also bears the fingerprints of Israel. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.